For people who are homeless or at risk of becoming so, the Mesilla Valley Community of Hope is a sanctuary from the desert heat, monsoons, and occasional snow. The Las Cruces shelter served nearly 3,000 clients in fiscal year 2019 and helped more than 300 people find transitional or permanent housing. Kevin Moose is a longtime Community of Hope client. Moose says after a series of family deaths and struggles with alcoholism, he arrived at the shelter in 2009 in search of help.
They helped me. I was homeless for over 10 years. They helped me get housing. They paid for my housing for 2 years, or a little over 2 years. I also use the laundry facilities, which we are here in. They have free telephone for local and long distance, the soup kitchen, which is in another building, but it's part of the Community of Hope, El Caldito. I eat there all the time, and that saves me $1,000 a month just because of eating free food, and it's very good food.
Moose, who works part-time for Doñana Communities United, says he's lived in Section 8 housing for 3 years. The Housing and Urban Development Program helps to house low-income residents, the elderly, and those with disabilities. New Mexico received nearly $8 billion in federal funding in fiscal year 2016. Of those funds, $75 million went to Section 8 housing choice vouchers, according to George Washington University's Counting for Dollars 2020 project. Locally, the Mesilla Valley Public Housing Authority administers Section 8 housing. Community of Hope Executive Director Nicole Martinez says there are other important federal programs that complement Section 8.
One of the most important programs that helps us here at Community of Hope is the Continuum of Care program. It's a HUD-funded program that allows us to work with people experiencing homelessness while they are currently on the streets, as well as providing rental assistance and staff support for those who are experiencing homelessness or who are newly housed. So having census information on HUD Continuum of Care programs is critical for us providing those services.
New Mexico is a rural state with high rates of poverty. For that reason, census organizers consider it the most vulnerable state to undercount. The Census Bureau will spend 3 days counting people experiencing homelessness. That means counting people in shelters and soup kitchens, as well as outdoor locations. Think on the street, parks, under bridges, and in tent camps. Martinez says finding those who are homeless when the census takes place can be tough, but it's even tougher to lose out on critical dollars due to an undercount. Martinez says the Community of Hope received a $10,000 grant to boost outreach efforts. She says the money will help the shelter host 2 census education fairs.
We also have been in constant contact with the census enumerators to make sure that this is a census site this year. So we will have people on our campus at Camp Hope going throughout the community, providing outreach to make sure that we are counting as many people as possible, to make sure that their voices are heard, that we are bringing in money to help as much and as many people as we can.
Whether or not there's a roof over your head, everybody needs help in times of trouble. Census numbers help fund public safety programs like fire and emergency services. To meet demand, Las Cruces fire officials say it's critical to count everyone.
The fire department received 2 federal grants totaling more than $1 million in 2018. One grant is helping fund 9 new firefighter positions for 3 years and staff a 3rd emergency squad unit. Another grant sent 12 firefighters through paramedic training at Doñana Community College. Deputy Fire Chief Jason Smith says the fire department uses census population data to project growth in the city, but he says an undercount may equal fewer resources and longer response times.
If you call for help, instead of having something like a 6-minute response time, you may have to wait 7 or 8 minutes because the unit that was supposed to be in your area for call response is already on another call because we don't have enough resources in the system because of the growth. So we need to be able to predict that and have enough resources on hand so that response times are as short as possible. And we have adequately trained and staffed people on the engines and trucks to respond.
Like these first responders, the Community of Hope is a lifesaver for people like Kevin Moose. To make sure everyone gets counted, Moose signed up to be a census worker.
Everybody needs to be counted because one of the main reasons for it is to find out how many people are in America, but also how many people that it helps. Everybody at the Community of Hope will be counted one way or another. even if we have to drag them out of a ditch somewhere. And as long as they're breathing, they're getting counted. Guarantee it. And the Gospel Rescue Mission across the street, they will all be counted, no matter what.
Regardless of the census count, fighting homelessness is likely to remain a priority. From 2018 to 2019, HUD reports homelessness increased 27% in New Mexico, the highest percentage increase in the country. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.